Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum. Over the years, I've spoken to many people about their spiritual pilgrimage. Atheists, agnostics, Hindus, Muslims, New Agers, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and so on. The responses are always interesting. When I speak with those who say they embrace Christianity, I then ask them to tell me what they believe. Often they will confirm their belief in God and sometimes add that they pray to God. Some will say that God helped them at a time of difficulty or that God answered one of their prayers. Others will describe God as a friend. Others confess that they only think about God in times of difficulties and suffering. Not infrequently, there is no mention of Jesus. Think of it. They're describing their spiritual pilgrimage, but make no mention of Jesus Christ. How can you claim to be a Christian and not talk about Jesus? Isn't he the central figure in the Christian faith? We're called Christians, that is, followers of the Christ. When I explain to the individual that they've never referred to Jesus, they quickly say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus. I've always believed in him." But Jesus almost seems an add-on, someone at the fringes or margins of their belief. It's like describing your marriage and never referring to your spouse. It all seems a bit strange and opens the door to questions as to whether or not they truly know Jesus Christ. This is not really surprising, as people are quite happy to have Jesus as a moral teacher, a historical figure, a miracle worker, or even a prophet. But in all these cases, he is an uncrucified Jesus. But the symbol of Christianity is the cross, and an uncrucified Jesus is not the gospel. Over the Easter weekend, we focus on the centrality of the Christian faith. When Jesus explains to the disciples that he was going to leave them, they're thrown into great confusion. He then said, "Believe in God, believe also in me." It's essential to believe in a triune God, but it's also essential, if you take the name of Christian, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus said to his disciples, "Believe also in me." Paul explains the gospel this way, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Notice the centrality of Christ. This is the Christian faith, that Christ died for our sins, that Christ was buried, that on the third day Christ was raised from the dead. So this Easter weekend, we focus on our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins. The fact that he was buried substantiates that he actually died and intensifies the reality that on the third day, Jesus, who died and was buried, bodily rose from the dead. When I served in a church in Michigan, a young man came to see me about his personal problems. Easter was a few days ahead, and I invited him to the Easter services. As we spoke, he confessed that he had no idea what Easter was about. Here he was, living in a so-called Christian country, surrounded by many Christians, but totally ignorant of Easter. I find the Good Friday service to be one of the most moving of the year, reflecting on the man of sorrows bearing our sins and dying for me, is breathtaking in its implications. Jesus bore my burden of sin. He was wounded for my transgressions. At Calvary Church in Charlotte, we conclude the Good Friday service with the Lord's table, communion. We take the bread and wine in remembrance of our Savior who loved us and gave himself for us. And on Easter Sunday, with great joy and celebration, we declare that Christ is risen. So the Christian faith is not just believing some doctrine, or church traditions. Authentic Christianity is a living and personal faith in the living Christ. It's receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior and then humbly following Him. I love being a Christian. I can't think of life without Christ. He died for me. He's with me. And I will spend eternity with Him. Because He lives, I live also. This Easter weekend, attend a place of worship which focuses on the centrality of our faith. With reverent joy, celebrate that the tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Avizando.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.